الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. One very beautiful dua and the praise of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah give us tawfiq to read that whenever we make dua, and we all should have in our daily 24 hours one, at least one slot for dua. If we have more than that, mashallah. For those whom Allah give tawfiq, tahajjud time, where we make tahajjud namaz, have time for dua also. Before Maghrib also, any other time also, but a slot for dua, make sure each one of us have got. Because whether it's 2 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, mashallah, some people, once we were in reunion, in Jamaat, very long ago, and there was one person, Musa bhai Rawat, marhum, and the Rawat family, very wealthy. So if you say that they own half of reunion, may not be an exaggeration. And their connection with the government, with the French government, also very, very, very prestigious family. But we saw with our eyes every day, without fail, in the St. Denis Masjid, from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, 3 hours continuously was in dua. And no shortage of anything as far as dunya is concerned. But 3 hours, so Allah give us tawfiq, whatever amount. And there are so many other people, after how much of the time goes in dua. So dua, amongst the etiquette and adab of dua, it should start with the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And then durood sharif, salawat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then tawbah and istighfar. And then we should ask Allah what we want to ask. And this dua is not our morning, evening duas. That is separate. Our wazaif, our ma'mulat. It's not reading our munajat-e-maqbool or hizb-ul-azam. That also we must read. That is also, this is dua which we are speaking to Allah. And all our needs we got, we present them to Allah Ta'ala. For dunya, for akhirat. So, of the praises of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we all know, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, one of the greatest praises of Allah, there are many. One particular one which I wish to share is, Allahumma lakal hamd, كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. All of us, inshallah, hopefully know it. Those who don't, we should try and learn it. It's such a short dua. When we read this, let us all read it. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. The malaika ask Allah Ta'ala, this we don't know what the reward. What reward must we write? Allah Ta'ala says, leave it. I'll give the reward on the day of Qiyamah. So how great the reward must be. Such a short dua, but nothing fixed. So how great and how mighty it must be that Allah says, I myself, I will give the reward for it. So when we can, inshallah, sometimes, not necessarily always, but we sometimes may use these words also in order to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq. The ayat kareema I read of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah. The number of months which Allah has fixed and made for us. Ifta ashara shahran fi kitabillah. There are 12 months which Allah made and in the book of Allah. That means in Lohi Mahfuz, in Quran Sharif, Allah has declared it. So Allah has made 12 months for us. We just take it for granted there are 12 months. But it is Allah, whether it is the solar system or the lunar system. Both are 12 months Allah Ta'ala has made. And this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We are all living in time. We are born in time. We are passing our life in time. We are going to die in time. Everything, the date of our birth is recorded. The date of our death will be recorded. It's already determined by Allah Ta'ala. It will be recorded here. Time itself is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. If it wasn't for this time, then we shouldn't be able to do anything. This time Allah has given us. And really, when a person, as he becomes, whom Allah Ta'ala gives maturity in his iman, we become physically matured, we become mentally matured, emotionally we become matured, but in iman, when we become matured in our imaniyat, in yaqeen, in ma'rifat of Allah, we become matured. Then we realize such buzurgs. We met one great buzurg, the Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He was about 120 years old at that time. We asked him, how old are you? He said, maybe about 35 years. So it wasn't that he was senile or anything, but buzurgs measure their lifespan since they became conscious of Allah. When they reach that maturity, the rest of their life, they say that was wasted, that was nothing. Like a person doing some big business, you ask him how long you're in business, he won't count when he was selling something on the street corner. That was just, that was nothing. Now that I'm in business, is now 5 years I'm in business. 10 years I'm in business now. That business, that's what he's referred to. So time also, when we become matured, then we will realize that the amount of time that we wasted, our lives, as Maulana Allah Jakeeb Jazaa Khair explained, if we had some illicit love affairs, or there are many things which amuse people. Some people, whether it be this illicit, the lust of a person overtakes him. Someone, pride overtakes him. Somebody, some sports overtakes him. And now he's sorry, oh, what I wasted my time in sports. Or somebody else, some other pursuits, hunting, fishing, whatever else it may be. At that time, it was the thing. It can't go this way or that way. This weekend, we're going, long weekend, we're going there, it's that. But when you realize and you reach that maturity, how did I waste my time? What was I thinking of myself, middle of the night, going in the water, putting the nets to catch the fish, etc., wearing my gum boots and all that, and I thought I'm somebody. Now I realize, what did I waste my time? And as akhirat becomes more closer, and reality of akhirat opens upon a person, he feels sorry for all that what he had done. So this time is a great, great commodity, and the most valuable time, and unfortunately, the time that is least appreciated, the youth of a person. Allah loves that the most, the youth of a person. And unfortunately, most of us, the youth, we destroyed our youth. Spend it in all the wrong things. Eh? And that is the most valuable time of a person's life. But Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, as Maulana explained, for Jazahumullah Khair, that we can turn to Allah. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you were young, you had a lot of money in your pocket, you had health also, you had everything, but you never found your way to the masjid. You now never found your way to Hajj Baytullah, to ziyarat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the wrong places you were going and doing all the wrong things. Now when you are old, your money is finished now. The children have taken control and you don't have a say now. And now your health is gone also. Everything, now you are finished. Now you turn to Allah. Allah won't say, old man, Buddha, ab aya. Now you came to me. I'm not in need of you. Whenever you turn to Allah, Allah say, you are most welcome. No matter what gunas a person had committed, but he turns to Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, you are most welcome. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate time. And at that time now you know that any time I'm going. And this about dying and passing away, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Rahmatullah Ali, the fifth righteous Khalifa, was given poison towards the end of his life. The Hakim diagnosed him, examined him, and then told him, the poison that has been given to you, I don't think you are going to pull through, that you are going to live. In reply, he said, even if I wasn't given poison, you shouldn't have yaqeen that I'll be living. It's not only poison that's going to kill you. Mort is written on its time. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to say, when I pick up the food with my fingers, I'm not sure whether it will reach my mouth. If I make salam on this side, I'm not sure I'll make salam on this side. And this is when we are healthy. And now with the virus and all this, even more we should be conscious. So when a person becomes conscious, then he sees time is short now. And may Allah make it realize, there is no time to waste now. If we wasted, and we wasted a lot of time in one of the most precious commodities, time we wasted. Time doesn't come back to a person. A person loses his health. There are many people we hear now of this in this virus. 90-year-old man, a lady on the ventilator, everything, and health came back again. And again they healthy, thriving again. So much health Allah gave back. Wealth people lose. How many people, with all this unrest in the Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, one person says in the 49 riots, he lost everything also, completely. Again Allah brought him. How many shops he had again? Now he lost it again. But this is now, if wealth also Allah takes, many times Allah gives back again and gives back more. Everything, but time will not come back. Time that goes. Every morning when the sun rises, Malaika announce, this is one day in your life which will never return to you. Do all the good you can do. Stay away from all the wrong and the harm and the haram. Do whatever good you can do. This one day will never come back. Every moment that is gone will never come back again. That moment we could have spent it in reading Durood Sharif, just reading La ilaha illallah. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, then Allah will, his work will be done in the akhirat. And how many seconds it takes to read La ilaha illallah, to read Bismillah, all this year to make our time valuable. Another very great thing is the measurement of time. This is also a great ni'mat which also we just take for granted. As we are sitting here, Allah's countless namas we are enjoying. If we have to start discussing a few that we know, our whole life will go in that few. For example, at the moment, all of us sitting, perhaps any of us are thinking of the namat of oxygen. And without this oxygen, and especially now with the virus thing, people having difficulty, oxygen there is, it's for everyone. Free of charge, no charge the oxygen. Water still we are charged, but our oxygen machine, our lungs, If it gets picks up a problem and it can't now take the oxygen, we know, ask those people who went through it, who couldn't breathe, who were suffocating and they couldn't breathe, what they went through. So, and here we are all sitting, and oxygen there is more than enough, and we are breathing it in and breathing out carbon dioxide, and Allah's system where the carbon dioxide is going, and the whole system and the whole filtration system, the oxygen the lungs are taken, the blood sends the heart sends the blood to the lungs. The lungs take out the carbon dioxide, which is a very toxic gas, and it puts in oxygen, new life in that blood again. And then that blood up and down the whole body from the top of your head to the bottom of your toe. Any part won't get oxygen, gangrene will set in. And then that has to be amputated, etc. Oxygen, but who of us are thinking about it? We are sleeping, fast asleep. We are breathing in and we are breathing out. If that oxygen system, if there isn't oxygen, or our oxygen machine, our lungs, they have to have some failure, then we will realize what it is like. And besides that, Allahu Akbar, Allah's unlimited ni'mat. So measurement of time is also a great ni'mat. Announcement was made that today we're going to have program here. Isha namaz will be 7:30, adhan quarter. This may, we just take it for granted. But this is all a great namaz. If there wasn't this time, then everyone, somebody would come, what time, somebody will come, what time. How will we organize anything, anything whatsoever? Our daily worldly chores also. How would we organize without? So time is a great namaz. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate. And Allah has made this. Allah made the 12 months, and in the details of it, there are plenty more things. Inna iddat al-shuhur inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. This is a strong system of Allah. Otherwise, if we have to think, today, since a number of years, first it was only really France that you used the decimal system. And then the whole world started using decimal system. Makes things so easy. It's just a matter of moving the comma, the dot from here to there when you multiply, when you divide. Otherwise, before, we had pounds, shillings and pence to calculate, but that was so difficult. Measurement of inches, 12 inches make a foot, 3 feet make a yard 36 inches. And now to calculate, ask the architects when they measure now, with the decimal system, how easy everything becomes. You want to work out? And those people, our old people, one gross of things they bought, 144. And then they immediately calculated in their brain, per item, how much it will be. So much profit we will add, we'll be able, will it sell it so much at that. Today with all this, we can't, our brains are gone, they don't function. The calculators, the computers, we are, it's made things so easy. Allahu Akbar. One very great principle, we should think about this also, that in difficult and hard times, so don't think really that when there are difficult and hard times, don't look only at the dark side. There is a very bright side in difficult and hard times. In difficult and hard times, men of real strength and power are produced. When you're under pressure, then real men of real people of qualities are produced. And with the effect and with these qualities of theirs, they produce times which are of ease and comfort. Then ease and comfort come to everyone. But normally in the times of ease and comfort, those men are produced, those women, men are produced who are useless. When you are in comfort and ease, your own qualities, you don't develop any of your qualities. And they produce hard times again. So hard times produce great men. Great men produce, and this is the important, the teachings of our deen, that even in comfort and ease, be on your guard. We see Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, his life of austerity, his life of zuhud was by choice. Otherwise, Allah offered to make the mountains of Makkah gold for him. Allah offered everything to him, but he preferred. So really, a person and a pair, the elders in the family, if they can be alive, even if Allah has given us plenty, one personal friend I knew, mashallah, in those days when there were very few millionaires, he was a millionaire, but how he kept his children, he kept them under very strict control. He would spend huge amounts of money on other places. He was a steel merchant. A masjid sends a diagram for the steel, for the roof. And the next it would reach their NC, which is one of the major expenses in a building, the roof. But he marks it NC. But for his own children, Allahu Akbar, he lived such a life down to earth. So this is important, that when we have, it doesn't mean we spoil our children. That is today what we do. We spoil them completely. No, for ourselves also, for our children also. So anyway, time is a great ni'mat. Measurement of time is a great ni'mat. And this time that Allah has given us is to make our akhirat. And really, our lifespan of between 60 and 70 years is a very short time that Allah gave us to make a life which is limitless, which is endless, no limit to it. If we have got something, we have to prepare for an occasion, and we got 2 weeks to prepare for that one day. We can measure it, it's 2 weeks we got to prepare for that one day, the occasion that is coming. 2 day function is coming, 3 day function is coming. We got 2 months, we got 3 months. Yeah, we have been given, and really, if we go and see our lives, we are Jawani Diwani. When we are young, we are like mad people. We have no responsibility of anything. How we speak to our parents, how we treat our siblings, a young person, no care for anything, no responsibility of anything. We really become, if we do become responsible, round about the age of 40. Hatta idha balagha arba'een as-sana. When then a little responsibility hopefully comes into a person. And by the age of 60, he has to already leave. 70. So he's got about 20 years. Now he has just started responsibility at the age of 40. How much has he become responsible by 60, 70? So that short period of about 20, 25, 30 years, you have to prepare for a life not of a, not 1,000, not 10,000, 100,000, million, 10 million, billion, trillion, quadrillion, forever and ever. So we have got so little time. On the other time, this is also a great bonus from Allah. They just work for 20 years and take the pay for endless, forever. And you can't imagine what that pay is going to be. And really for that, let us come into deen. Fortunate are those people who work for deen. In that, when they start working and they work for deen, they produced one hafiz in a lifetime. That one hafiz made another 10 hafiz. Those 10 made another 100 hafiz. All that is going into his account again. So our great elders and our buzurgs, our ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman, Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Qasim, Nanotvi, Rahmatullah Ali, Darul Uloom, Deoband, they did not only produce hafiz and ulama, they produced institutes. Hafiz Sahib students, one student has got his own class. And from there, their students went and opened their class. Darul Uloom Deoband throughout the length and breadth of the world. This we have to also, and see what it is when Allah shows His fadl and His karam. Famous institutes of the world which we know, Azhar in Egypt, a famous institute. Then presently, Medina University in Medina is also a famous institute. But we don't hear that there is another Azhar anywhere in the world. We don't hear there is another Medina University anywhere in the world. Whether we agree with the ideas or not, that is a different thing. But Deoband, there are endless Deobands in the world. Everywhere. So they haven't only produced ulama, they haven't only produced institute. What? So where? What is the darja of Maulana Qasim Nanotvira? That one student, one ustad, one student under a pomegranate tree, but that qualities they had. So anyway, Allah give us the tawfiq to appreciate this time that we have got very little time to prepare for a very long time, the akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala says these 12 months, في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض when Allah created the heavens and the earth. And منها أربعة حرم. Out of them, 4 months are the sacred months, the honorable months, the great months. Now presently, the month of Zulqa'dah has passed already, Zulhijjah, now we are in Muharram. 3 months which are Ashhur-e-Hurm, which are together. Rajab will come after 5 months, and Rajab that has passed about 5 months ago, and it will come again, hopefully, who is living, who is not living. Yeah, we have this. So these months, Allah says they are the sacred months. Let us appreciate them. Hey, these months are such, like for example, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and actually the first 8 days, they are the days that the third kalima must be recited. And it is like, if somebody, this month, how many of us realize the greatness and the honor of these months? Like we speak sometimes also, we are karguzaris also, that those people hardly knew it's the month of Ramadan. How many of us know that it's this sacred month? We are just passing time. MashaAllah, those people also almost all are now gone in the qabr. Otherwise, previously, we had our friends that every year, their phone used to come, that Mubarak Mahina Avi Gela Che. Hey, dua karjo. Bo Mubarak Mahina Che. Now nobody even speaks about these blessed months. So these are blessed months, but we are not conscious of them. To read the third kalima in the first 8 days of Zulhijjah, it is like reading Quran in Ramzan. If somebody didn't read Quran Sharif in Ramzan, what kind of a person are you? Somebody went to Makkah Sharif, but he didn't go to the Haram. He didn't see the Kaaba. It is like that if we weren't reading the third kalima during those 8 days. And the ninth day, the fourth kalima. If we weren't reading that, it was like we went to Medina Sharif, but we didn't go to Haram Sharif. We didn't go to Rauza Mubarak. We didn't make Salah. And how valuable these are. The third kalima, so valuable during those. But we were not aware. Now we are, the year, our old year, 1442, just ended now. We are in 1443. How many of us are really conscious of it? Hey, when the 31st December, everyone is aware of it. If we are not sounding our hooters or firing crackers, we are awake to listen to it. Hey? And heralding in the new year. What kind of a new, heralding in of the new year? Hey, but everyone, old lady, old man, sick in bed, but they also know end of the year. Hey, December is here ending, January is coming. And it starting is how Manana Mazhar Sahib Rahmatullah Damat Barakatum said that the month, the year starts with January. They pronounce it January, January, we pronounce it January. So the year starts with Janwar, with animalism. Ulaika kalan'am balhum adal. So they end with December. And December with all the parties and all the intoxicants, the liquor, the mixing of man and woman, the free life there, and then for that little while you are in that stupor of yours, and in that coma of yours, and then you suffer the consequences for the rest of your life. And may Allah save us in akhirat if we have to suffer the consequences. That little while of that so good imagined enjoyment and irresponsibility, they are not irresponsible. When they have all their parties and doing all their things, they're not irresponsible. But somebody doesn't wear a mask is irresponsible. Eh? So the priorities and directions are also gone completely haywire, upside down. So anyway, so this this time that we have that we should appreciate it. So, gee. Yeah, this former, these are, so these months now, that the old year has come to an end, we have come into a new year, the dua the Sahaba used to read, how many of us are aware of it, how many of us know it, have read it, are even conscious that we should read it, for December, January, we are so conscious, how many of us will be thinking from now, booking our resorts for holidays in December, for all those things, but to book our duas for this time, And to prepare for this, we are, Allah make it that we can come back. And then this, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, and he found the Jews were fasting on this day, the 10th of Muharram, Ashura. He asked them, why are you fasting? They said that Allah gave us salvation from Fir'aun, and Allah drowned Fir'aun on this day. In making shukr to Allah, we are fasting. Here we learn another very important aspect, that to make shukr, to celebrate, is not always with feasting, but also celebrate with fasting also. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, when he got his citizenship of Saudi, for he kept 40 days roza. He went in Jamaat and 40 days he kept roza that Allah gave him citizenship. And where Allah gave him accommodation, right, so to say, at the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulum-e-Shar'iyya, Madrasa Ulum-e-Shar'iyya, now it's part of the Haram. At that time it was just out by Babu Nisa, just a few footsteps away, and Hazrat stayed there. How fortunate. And it's shukr he made by keeping roza. There is feasting in Islam also, like Walima feast we have, Aqiqah feast we have, but there is also the to celebrate with fasting also. Allah give us tawfiq. Even a child becomes a hafiz, daughter gets married, where we have other celebrations and all that merry making. Allah give us tawfiq to keep roza also, in shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then see the fruit and results of that. And what results will come. That boy, girl who became hafiz, we made shukr by keeping roza. See how they will shine in life. On the other hand, all the wrong things that we do, and we destroy all the barakat, all the anwarat are destroyed. So Allah let us appreciate. So by fasting also. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that we will also fast. And he fasted also. And he said, if I live next year, I will keep one more day in order to differentiate from the kuffar. This is another very important aspect in our life, which we are also very oblivious of, that we are just living a life like the non-Muslims. Our norms of life, our any aspect we do as the non-Muslims, how they are doing things, we do that. Running our businesses, practically 100% we run it as non-Muslims will run their businesses. Our homes, we build it. The architect who has been also trained to build houses according to Western concept, he will build a house and we will also want all those things. To the extent that even in our toilets, if the non-Muslims got plastic flowers in their toilet, we also will have plastic flowers. For what purpose? We ask ourselves. But because they got it, everything they got. If they got some mess arranged on the floor, on the tiles, and they slipping, but because they got it, we also got it. Whether now we slip on the tiles, and whether we break our necks and backs on it, that doesn't matter to us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, oh Hindustani brother of mine, where is your brains gone? You saw the Englishman when on the, was traveling by train, and he was drinking that hot tea. So then he put ice in there to cool it so he could drink it. Now just because he did it, now you drink iced tea. He did it for a purpose there. But now you, how lot, it's unbelievable how much we copy them. In what detail we have gone copying them in their lives. And we are, if we did not have an imam in our life. Yeah. Today if they are taking their dogs for walks, in the morning and in the evening, and the dogs, they walk them on that leash. And when the dog wants to urinate, they'll also stop. Let the dog urinate, finish. It wants to defecate, they will also, like the imam, whatever the imam is doing. And we also are following. Those people who made dogs their imams, we made them our imams. If we did not have an imam, then too it was bad. But when we have got an imam and Sayyidul Anbiya, the imam of the imams, the king of the kings, and he has given us those perfect ways in every detail, as many of us must be aware, that one clip that is going around, somebody showed it to me also, that they did research in the universities, We are not in need of any of their research and the results of their research even. About the beard, they found that the keeping a beard, you are less susceptible for a virus, for any disease, than a person without a beard. And they were stunned at this. They said they believe that a beard is a sign of dirtiness, that this person hasn't got clean, he's uncouth, he's not cultured, he's just like growing a beard, he's uncultured. But they were stunned at the results which they found, that the people who haven't got beards are 3 times more vulnerable to all these diseases. Then they are giving their explanations, whatever it is. But we don't need all of that. It's the sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we follow in the sunnah of our Rasul. Even if tomorrow their research changes and they find the beard is not, it's not good, it's dirty, na'uzu billah, it's unhealthy, that won't change it for us at all. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand this. So we must be having our own different way of life. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, if I live next year, I will keep Roza on the 9th and 10th or 10th and 11th. This shows that how important it is in all our matters, we must have our distinct and clear way. Today also, with the fitnas that are unending now, one fitna hardly just, you hardly think can think of a solution, and another 10 fitnas come. The Abrahamic Accord or the Abrahamic Creed which they are talking about, that all people must follow under Ibrahim al-Islam. And this is again a great deception they are giving. They talk of Ibrahim al-Islam, but they want us all to follow the Jews up to Yaqub al-Islam, his children. They don't take us up to Ibrahim al-Islam. Whereas Millat Ibrahim is our Millat. We are following Millat Ibrahim. There is more details in there. Then with all the interfaith meetings, etc. All this are the illegitimate children of that Abrahamic Accord which they are talking about. And they want us all to be united to all and in the name of peace. And today we are so gullible. How many people that it's nice to live with peace with the non-Muslims. When Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, خَالِفُ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّسَارَ لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّسَارَ أَوْلِيَا. And how many ayat of the Quran that we are warned we must keep our distance from them. And in our deeni matters, our deen we will also only follow. And close friendship we will only keep, not even with all Muslims. Those who are by name Muslims, that also is dangerous for a person to keep friendship with them. Those who are the genuine Muslims, and so much so that those that you really feel you are benefiting in your deen, only keep company with those people. Otherwise it comes clearly that you being alone on your own is better than company. If there is no good company, rather be on your own. So today we have to think about all this. So imitating the ways of the non-believers, which has come in almost everything. Just to mention a few, the list doesn't end. One thing about this night, whatever the masala might be, but we can think where our loyalties lie. The night sign or the Nike which is written is a Greek goddess of victory. So how can we have a idol, a goddess on our clothes? And in the winter clothing, there's some warm hats people wear. That name Nike is right here. So we're making sajda on that, the way they have made it. The same people are those people who in the shoes, at the bottom, they had Allah's name written. And the same people, they had their billboards. A basketball player and the player who was like the famous player, they called him Allah. And we wearing that happily and proudly. And so many of us, not intentionally, but we should be aware. One time somebody asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, a person wears a tie not with the intention of the cross. The tie actually, according to their dictionaries, is a symbol of the cross. That is the crucifixion of Isa alayhi salam on the cross, na'uzu billah, which is also a total lie. Not even a mirth, it's a total wrong thing. There is nothing like that. But that is the symbol of their religion. How can a Muslim? So he said if he doesn't wear it with that intention, he just wears it like just to look neat or tidy. Mufti, Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that even a worse guna, that they have made so much effort of their things that we accept it as all right. We kosher it. Just as long as our niyat. Hey? So if you eat some stool with the niyat that it is vitamins, so then it's all right. And today we might laugh, but that's what we are doing. Hey? We are pumping things in our body with the fetus of children, of babies. We are pumping in our body all the filth and dirt with the intention of giving us shifa, or protecting us. And when they clearly declare and guarantee it can't protect you from the virus. They clearly, and we take no responsibility. Nobody takes responsibility. But we are with our intention, we are all right. So we should be very careful with all these things. And another thing which is becoming also very common with us, with this K-way, the clothing which is of very good quality, very nice it is. But what is K-way? If don't say it is better for me, go and check it for yourself on the internet. The local company of South Africa, this company, and the international company. South African company sponsored one of the full wars of the Jews against the Arabs. And we are supporting them. And the millennium celebrations, when the 1,000 years ended, from 1999, and the new 1,000 years started the next millennium, 2000. The biggest celebrations were at the pyramids in Egypt. And that is the stronghold of all the evil which they want to promote in the world. And that the triangle sign of the K-way is a sign of that pyramid. And the international company, their objectives are much more worse also. And we got it on our clothing. And we don't think a thing. We are not conscious. How many of us, we support some soccer teams of Europe, UK, etc. And their emblems have got such sinister things, such evil things in them. How many motor cars have got their emblem, their logo is also of all evil things. So, but we are not, of our dunya, we are conscious. But our deen, we are very, very unconscious. Allah make us. So anyway, whatever form of imitation and following and imitating the way of the non-Muslim, whether it is non-Muslims of the East, whether it can be Chinese people, whether it can be Indian people, whether it can be Pakistani people, whether it can be Arabs also, we don't follow. If they are doing all funny and wrong things, we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Neither of the West do we follow anyone. Any part, not the northern hemisphere, not the southern hemisphere. Nobody for us must be the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that must be kept dear and close to our hearts. Very dear and very close, that it's in the crevices of our heart. Today our iman is at stake. Small, Allahu Akbar that we say in namaz, and we hear it in adhan. We hear it from the imam. We repeat it roughly about between 500 and 700 times a day. Allahu Akbar, it's there in front of us. But the greatness of Allah and the greatness of the command of Allah hasn't entered in our heart. Just a little pipsqueak that you must close your masjid, and we are rushing and to close our masjid. And we are proud we have closed our masjid. And we forgot the command of Allah Ta'ala that the masajid, they are ways ja'alna al-bayta masabatan lin-nasi wa amna. Allah made the house, the Kaaba Sharif, masabatan lin-nas, where you will find where you can solidify yourself, where you can establish yourself. And a firm establishment is the namaz. A place of sawab is the namaz. Wa amna. And it is a place of peace for you. But just a small little excuse we are keeping away. How many of good musallis, who are regular musallis, are still not coming? Either they themselves will catch the virus there. The furthest place of the virus is the masjid. These are the super spiritual hospitals where everything will be remedied. Our spiritual diseases will be remedied here. Our physical diseases, this is where Allah has kept all the goodness. And we are seeing, when we take the snake as our friend, and we take a friend as our snake, then what goodness can we expect? When we take poison as medicine, and we take medicine to be poison, then what good can we expect of such people? So this is how, so this imitation. So anyway, so to keep this roza, there is great value. There are three mustahab ways of keeping the roza, 9 and 10, or 10 and 11, or 9, 10 and 11. All three are mustahab. Just to keep the 10th alone is makruh, without an excuse. If there is a valid Sharia excuse, a lady kept on the 10th, she was hoping to keep on the 11th, but her menses started. Now she can't keep. It's a different story. But otherwise, to keep one of these 3 days. And this year, our 9, 10 and 11 falls on next week, this coming week, next week Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Acha. So those 3 days. And also it comes in the riwayat, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has quoted, a person who keeps Thursday, Friday and Saturday rozas in this Ashhur-e-Hurum, this 4 sacred month, he gets the reward of 700 years of ibadat. So you can just add that one day, the month of Muharram, each day's roza equals to 30 days rozas, a month's rozas. And the 10th of Ashura is forgiveness for the previous year's gunas. Plus, it is the reward of 1 year's rozas. The 10th of Ashura, the prayer reward is for 1 year's rozas. And in the month of Muharram, this month, every day's roza is 1 month's rozas sawab. So great sawab. So Allah give us tawfiq to try and take advantage of this. And then to appreciate, not to follow the ways of the non-believers. To keep our limits in everything with our relationship with them. Business we do, just as far as business is concerned. Anything else. But more than that, to socialize with them. Inviting them to our house. We go to their place. We become close friends. This is totally, and in fact, wherever, if we study recent history, wherever Muslims, and even the old history, where Muslims became too friendly with the non-Muslims, whether it is Palestine presently now, whether it is Syria, whether it is Bosnia, Kosovo, and all the problems we had there, all of it was when our mixture with them was very close. We mixed with the non-Muslims, became close friends with them. And when that happened, then Allah Ta'ala's punishment also came. So our dressing is like that. Our lifestyle is like this. Everything of ours, so much so that we have become oblivious, unmindful of an Islamic, what an Islamic house. If we are to build a house or we are doing renovations, do we keep today what we should keep is parda in mind. That how we can do so that the woman is free in her house. But in their system, we have to observe parda in a Western type of house. So it becomes very difficult. Everyone feels parda is very hard. Whereas you should be planned such a way that the woman is free to move around from her room to the kitchen, wherever. She is free. The guests are one side. But we don't keep that. We leave it. And their planning is such that open schemes, where there is an open kitchen or open lounge, and now one friend told us, a open toilet also. Now you're sitting in the toilet, the next day realize people are looking at him. Not at the bottom part of his body, but at the top. Now you are seen by everyone. That is their way of life. Their way of life is their intermingling all the time, mixing all the time. No, they're dressing, no sharam haya. Whether it is a mother in the house, no sharam haya from her grown-up children. From the father dresses and he's got no respect for his daughters-in-law who are in the house. How he dresses in the house, how he behaves in the house. Islam is a complete different way. Islam is a classical, is the most superb way of life. It is the way that Allah has ordained. It is the way that only Allah will accept only Islam. Allah made Islam the most perfect way, and Allah will only accept the way of Islam. But today we have traded it in for all other ways, and the worst ways and the lowest ways of things we have traded it in. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand, and also our Hijri calendar, which Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one of the greatest administrators or the greatest administrator of the world. The world learns from Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If you want good governance, go and learn the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. If you want to see how to, Allahu Akbar, in the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the second Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala. There was a time when the people were in charge of the treasury, were in charge of the finances, that there's a surplus of finances. So go and spend it on the widows. All the widows have got enough. Go and spend it on the orphans. All the orphans have got enough. Go and spend it in this part. Go and spend it in that part. Still there's a surplus. And then what did he say? Go and drop wheat on the tops of the mountains so that the world can witness that in a Muslim country, the birds also don't go hungry. That money didn't go in his pocket. And what was his condition? Eid's night. And the children are crying at his feet. All our friends are buying new clothes. All of them have got new shoes, new clothes, and we have got nothing. And then his wife comes and she pleads with him. She said, you also, you had to support me. How you became childish like a child also. This is not my money. I can't use this money. And where that money is going? We're everywhere, and today corruption is so rife. She says, you can take, and she explains to the person in charge of the treasury that he can take a loan for 1 month. Take it in advance, and then you can buy clothes for the children and for the Eid. He says, you give me the guarantee I'm going to live for 1 month, so that I will be able to pay back that loan. That is what Islam has taught us. Today we don't know about it also. Where are we even going to practice on it? If little bit of Islam comes in us, like now with the KZN, all the looting, and Allah protect us all. When Muslims helped out, and they helped out non-Muslims, people were shocked. Are these who are called Muslims? Are these who we were calling terrorists? Are these those people? So that is hardly a glimpse of Islam still. If Islam is to come into our homes, Islam is to come into our societies, and this is the occasion we make this hijrah. And the real muhajir, al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu, who makes hijrat from the things Allah has made haram. So let us take that lesson also. All our haram, put it down one side. Throw it away. Flush it down the toilet. Make tawbah sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. And we live a clean, new life now. And let the world see what is Islam. Allah give us tawfiq that we take this, and there are many more lessons to be learned from this wonderful occasion. May Allah make us conscious. Our namaz is one thing. Namaz is so important. After iman, the most important thing is namaz. And our namazes, we know what's the condition of our namazes. It comes in the hadith, the worst thief is the one who steals in his namaz. And we are stealing in our namaz, and in the masjid we are stealing. If other people are looting our shops, that's bad. But we are stealing and looting in the masjid. How many of us? Today I was so happy, mashallah, that we didn't start the program so quick. Many people were busy with namazes. That is how it must be. Allahu Akbar. One riwayat that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the sahaba asked, that the value of jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person who goes in jihad and makes so much jihad that his sword breaks, his whole body is covered with blood. But the zikr of Allah is even more superior than that. Then Maulana himself explains the reason for that. That the object of jihad is to establish deen. The وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ For the ibadat of Allah. It is like you are making wuzu. Wuzu is valuable. Great rewards for wuzu. But for what you making wuzu? To make namaz. If you're just making wuzu after wuzu, wuzu after wuzu, you're not making namaz. Then you haven't realized the object. So jihad also is to establish deen. Darul Ulooms are to establish deen. Tabligh Jamaat is to establish deen. Khankas is to establish. The object is deen. And namaz, when we're calling people for deen, and then we cut short our namazes. For what we are supposed to make alive, we cut short. And we bypass it. And with, there must be, everyone must be at home, we go and we go and read our nafils at home. Eh? But I know myself, once I go home, my wuzu is broken and I don't have that courage to make wuzu again. And by the way, Isha is 17 rakats. And what makes up the 17 where we are cutting short are the 4 nafils. 2 before our witr, 2 after our witr. And from established a hadith, a person who makes 4 nafils at night, that is, these are the 4 nafils, he gets the sawab of ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. The whole year we can get sawab of Laylatul Qadr by making that 4 nafils. But for us, Isha, those who are good musallis, is 4-3-2. 4-2-3. That is our Isha. And who's going to read the others? The shaitan will come and read. All what we learned as children in our maktabs, Isha 17 rakats. That is just for the kitabs and just for teaching the children. But for us ourselves, the ustad himself, he will teach 17 rakats and he will make 4-2-3. For who is that? Are the Jews going to come and read it? Who's going to come and read that? And for what is it in the kitab? It's nafal, so it's not important. You ask Maulana, yeah, no, that is nafal. It's not important. Then for what is it there? And for who is it? Is it not for us? Once we were in Burgess, Stockburg. There at the moment is Musabe Gardi. May Allah give him his old now. Give him good life, his son Hafiz Abdullah. His father was there, Musabe's father, old man. We went there a few alims, we were about Zohar time, and that time they got a musalla also, mashallah. That time just in the house they had some cupboard arrangements and just this place for namaz. So we went and I think it appears that we made our sunnat e muakkada. Otherwise, Musafir Maulvi knows that sunnat e muakkada in Safar is also like nafal, it's not important. I think we made it because when we came and sat on the lounge, in the lounge, on the couches, talking, just passing time. So he made all his namaz, old man, and those old people were that red high topis. They were that specific group of people. So he said that Maulvi people don't read nafil namaz. That is our condition. He was an ordinary person and he says, Maulvis don't read nafal. So from that I think we read our sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Otherwise, in Safar, we know the masala that it is not necessary to read also. Then who is going to read this? For who is all this? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize the value of our deen. Namazes are so valuable. All our namazes. To bring, and we all complain, like many of our imams will complain, Jummah time, people don't read sunnat e muakkada. After salam, they are gone. Till we, one person said it very beautifully, parents, ustads, imams, all those who are in charge, till we don't read nafal, those under us won't make that for us. We make our nafal, they will make that for us. And this is the basic nafal. Then if we make ishraq, what to say? We make tahajjud, what to say? Awwabin. Then we'll find the public will do more. But we want to emphasize on the others and we don't want to do anything ourselves. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.